This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Inna nahnu nazzalna alayka al-Qur'ana tanzeela. Inna nahnu, indeed we have, nazzalna, we have sent down, alayka upon you, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-Qur'ana, the Qur'an, how? Tanzeela, a gradual revelation. We have not given this Qur'an to you in its entirety at once. Rather, we have divided it into parts and sent it to you gradually, progressively. Why? In Surah Furqan, Ayah 32, Allah says, كَذَلِكَ لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. Why? In order to strengthen your heart thereby. In Surah Al-Isra, Ayah 106, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُرْآنًا فَرَقْنَاهُ لِتَقْرَأَهُ عَلَى النَّاسِ عَلَى مُكْثٍ. So that you would recite it over a period of time. You see, when you get something in one go, then what happens? Firstly, you don't have much appreciation for it. Why? You got it easily, you got it all. What happens? You're like, okay, I'll see it, I'll think about it. Right? Like for example, if you were to get all of your course notes, the transcription of your professor's lecture, whatever it is, all in one day, what would you do? You would leave it till the day before the exam. Isn't it? Why? Because, okay, whatever. It's there. I can use it whenever I need. But when it's given to you in parts, as you need it, you appreciate it, you want more of it, and you benefit from it. Is there a difference between learning something the day before the exam and learning something over a course of 3-4 months? Is there a difference? Yes. When you receive something gradually, you remember it for longer. But when you receive something at once, you remember it at that time, you use it, what does it mean? You're done with it. Then you forget it very quickly. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Qur'an gradually. He didn't give it to His Messenger in one go, rather in 23 years. Why? To strengthen him? To let him learn easily and apply and remember? And also, you see, the Qur'an was revealed according to different situations, according to different contexts. When you're in some difficulty, you have a question, you're facing a certain scenario, and you need guidance. And then somebody mentions an ayah of the Qur'an to you. Or you open up the Qur'an and there's something that brings you comfort or that helps you figure out the answer. Then, do you remember that verse? Do you understand that verse? Yes, you do. Relevance, right? It's relevance that matters. So, the Qur'an was revealed according to the different situations that the Prophet ﷺ was in. This is how it was guidance for him. It was relevant to him. So, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ تَنْزِيلًا فَاصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ. So, be patient over the command of your Lord. Which command? The command to convey. Be patient over it. Meaning keep conveying. Even if people oppose you, still convey. And also this can be understood as, be patient over the command of your Lord, meaning whatever instructions your Lord has given, do them. Patiently. No matter how hard it is. This can also be understood as, be patient for the command of your Lord, meaning for the decree of your Lord, in regards to your success. Be patient. وَلَا تُطِعْ. And meanwhile, do not obey. Do not obey who? مِنْهُمْ. Among them. Among who? Those who deny. Who should you not obey? آثِمًا أَوْ كَفُورًا. آثِم, the one who is sinful, or kafur, the one who is ungrateful. Do not obey the sinful and the ungrateful. Meaning if a sinner calls you to sin, do not participate in that sin. Keep away. And if an ungrateful person calls you to ingratitude, then keep away. Why is this being said right after the revelation of the Qur'an? Because in order to live the Qur'an, is sabr needed? Is it? What stops us? What makes it difficult? Many times it's the difficulty that comes from the people who are around us. Many times it's the fact that others are doing whatever they feel like, and here you are, you have restricted yourself to a certain course of action, or you have restricted yourself to certain things, you have imposed certain things on yourself because of your faith, and here there are people who are enjoying themselves. So that's tempting. But if you want to live the Qur'an, you have to be patient for the command of your Lord, over the command of your Lord. And look at the company that you have surrounded yourself with. You see, Adam alayhi salam, when he was in Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him what he was supposed to do. And what was that? Enjoy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him what he was not supposed to do. And what was that? What was that? To not eat the fruit of the tree. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him who his enemy was. هذا عدو لك. And who was that? Iblis. Allah warned him that don't let him expel you from here. Right? But then what happened? Adam alayhi salam was left in that test. With who? Who was able to come there? Shaitan. And what did Shaitan do? He tempted him, urged him, took oaths, gave him false promises. And what happened? Adam alayhi salam ended up eating of that fruit. Isn't it? Adam alayhi salam forgot. And as Allah says in the Quran, he lacked determination. So what's the cure to this? As human beings, we will also forget. We will learn the Quran, but then we will forget. So what's the solution to that? What's the solution? Keep learning. Remind yourself by staying connected. Lack of determination. What's the solution to that? Surround yourself with the right people. So that as you're slowing down, they urge you to move forward, to pick up speed. This is what we need. Knowledge. And secondly, righteous company. So here the Prophet ﷺ is warned that وَلَا تُطِعْ مِنْهُمْ آثِمًا أَوْ كَفُورًا. Don't do that. Don't listen to them. When they invite you to sin, don't obey them. And when they invite you to their ingratitude also, don't obey them. How does a person invite you to their ingratitude? Because you see, when a person is expressing ingratitude, can they do it on their own? Not always. They need somebody to talk to express their frustrations before. So you don't be their listener. That they are complaining, venting, talking negatively. And if you keep taking in the negativity of others, sooner or later, you're going to start producing it also. لَا تُطِعْ مِنْهُمْ آثِمًا أَوْ كَفُورًا وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ. And mention the name of your Lord when بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا, morning and evening. Notice how in these surahs again and again we learn the importance of dhikr. Be patient and remember your Lord. Why? Because you cannot be patient unless and until you remember your Lord. Remembrance of your Lord gives you strength. When you remember Him, you remain hopeful, you remain grateful, you remain firm, you remain patient. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ. And during the night also, فَاسْجُدْ لَهُ. Prostrate to Him. In the night, prostrate to Him. Which shows us that in the night prayer, where the qiyam has to be long as a person is reciting the Qur'an, the sajda should also be long. Remember the Prophet ﷺ, some of his companions described his night prayer. That he performed the qiyam, he recited the Qur'an in his qiyam, and then he went in ruku', and his ruku' was as long as his qiyam. And his sujood was as long as his qiyam. He was in sajda for the same amount of time that he was standing. And he was in ruku' for the same amount of time that he was standing. But what do we do in sajda and ruku'? Subhanahu Rabbi al-Azim times 3, Subhanahu Rabbi al-A'la times 3, khalas. Fasjud lahu, prostrate to him. Wasabbihhu, and exalt him. Laylan tawila, a long part of the night. Laylan tawila literally means a long night. And what is meant is that a long duration of the night, what should you do? Do his tasbih. Glorify and praise Allah. This can refer to, remember that tasbih also refers to voluntary prayer, or prayer in general. Many times in hadith, you will find the word tasbih being used for salah. So, sabbihu can be understood as the night prayer. So, a long portion of the night, pray. And it can also be understood as just tasbih, that even as you're lying down, or if you're at work in the night, some people have to work in the night, then at that time, don't just sit there, but also do tasbih. سَبِّحْهُ لَيْلًا طَوِيلًا إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ. Indeed, these people, which people? Those who deny, and those who remain ungrateful, and remain in sin. Why are they doing this? يُحِبُّونَ الْعَاجِلَةِ. They love the immediate. What is the immediate? This world, which comes quickly and goes quickly. But وَيَذَرُونَ. They are lost in this world because they are leaving behind, وَرَاءَهُمْ, behind them, يَوْمًا ثَقِيلًا, a heavy day. They have ignored that. They have forgotten about that, which is why they're so happy here. And if you notice, the abrar that are mentioned in the surah, what is mentioned over and over again? Their fear of the day of judgment. The believer fears the day of judgment. He prepares for it. He does not forget it. He remembers its seriousness, its difficulty, its duration, its heaviness, its certainty. And a person who is enjoying himself in this world, then he has forgotten this heavy day. وَيَذَرُونَ وَرَاءَهُمْ يَوْمًا ثَقِيلًا. And this is something we need to ask ourselves. That every day as I'm working, what am I thinking of? What am I preparing for? نَحْنُ خَلَقْنَاهُمْ. Allah says, we have created them. وَشَدَدْنَا أَسْرَهُمْ. And we have strengthened their asr. What does asr mean? Form. Basically, asr is to strap or bind something. Asir from the same root is used for a prisoner because he is bound. He's tied up. But the word asr is also used for khalq, the form, the physique of a person. Because what is that? It's all put together, right? The muscles, the joints, the bones, the limbs, everything is put together. And the more firm it is, the more strong it is, the better it is. So, شَدَدْنَا أَسْرَهُمْ. We have strengthened their form, their bodies, their limbs, their joints. How often we make excuses? Too busy, too busy. Allah says, we created them. There was a time when they did not exist. We created them. We gave them their bodies. We gave them what they have. And yet they don't have time for Allah. وَإِذَا شِئْنَا. And whenever we wish. بَدَّلْنَا. We can change. أَمْثَالَهُمْ. Their likes. تَبْدِيلَ. A complete change. أَمْثَال over here will be understood as their forms. That we can change their forms whenever, however we want, completely. And doesn't it happen? The same body that a person is trying to preserve, over time what happens? It ages. It decays. It weakens. You can't stop your body from aging. إِنَّ هَذِهِ تَذْكِرَةٌ. Indeed, this is a reminder. فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ سَبِيلًا. So whoever wants, they can take to their Lord a way. Whoever wants, they can adopt a way to reach their Lord, to reach their Lord's approval. If they want to. You see, whether we like it or not, we are all going back to Allah. Is that something agreed upon? Yeah. We're all going to die. Whether we like it or we don't. Whether we prepare for it or we don't. So if we have to go, and there's no avoiding it, might as well go happily. You understand? Might as well go while we're prepared. So فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ سَبِيلًا. Whoever wants, they can adopt a way to their Lord. Meaning a way of righteousness, a way of obedience. They should do something. They must do something. You know, for example, you can apply to college. You can apply to university. You can. But it's not going to come just like that, that one day a university is going to contact you. Just like that. No, you have to do your part. Go fill out the applications. Go do your part. So, فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ سَبِيلًا وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ. And you cannot even wish, you cannot even will and intend to adopt a way of righteousness, to do something good. إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. Except that Allah wills. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. Indeed, Allah is ever-knowing and wise. What does this mean? The fact that you can even intend to do something good, This is also by whose will? By whose will? Allah's will. Remember, our intentions are also under Allah's will. If He does not allow, we cannot even intend. And if we cannot intend, we can't even do it. So does this mean that we have no responsibility? Nothing? We just keep waiting for Allah to will so that we will? Because this is what some people understood. That we have no freedom, no free will. No, this is not the meaning. The meaning is that if you were able to do something, it's because Allah gave you the ability. So don't forget Him and become too proud of yourself. If you were able to do something, you see, just as you could not exist until Allah created you. So if you exist, it's because of who? Allah. So while you're alive, please don't forget Allah. Right? So if you're able to do something good, it's because Allah allowed you. And if He allowed you, that means you should be grateful to Him for the ability to do good, for the opportunity to do good.
Yes. It's such a beautiful and motivational surah that in the beginning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned yes. And creation and what has to be done in order to get Jannah. You can make a picture, you know, how you are getting inside, you are dressing up, you are served and you are drinking. I can imagine, but to get Jannah, there are a lot of things. Sayakum and sabr. And for sabr, you know, sabr is something that it's like a bitter tablet. We have to do sabr. And you cannot show sabr that I have sabr. It shows the way you are walking, the way you are talking, the way you are thinking.
Yes.
And Jannah, we all want Jannah. We are not going to serve in Jannah. There will be servants.
Yes.
In the house, all the girls and wives have to serve. But the servants will be serving us in Jannah. And we are sitting in silk and jewelry. And you know, this is a beautiful imagination of Jannah. Alhamdulillah.
Yes.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala among them.
Yes.
Ameen.
Ameen. So, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. If you're able to do something good, then be grateful to Allah for this also. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. Indeed, Allah is knowing and wise. يُدْخِلُ مَن يَشَاءُ فِي رَحْمَتِهِ. He admits whomsoever He wills into His mercy. What is His mercy in this world? That a person is able to do something good. And what is His mercy in the hereafter? That a person is forgiven and admitted into Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed Jannah and He said, "Anti rahmati, you are my mercy." يُدْخِلُ مَن يَشَاءُ فِي رَحْمَتِهِ. This is a very serious ayah. I want you to think about it. He admits into His paradise whoever that He wants. It's His chosen servants. It's those whom He has appreciated, whose service and effort He likes, He has accepted. It's His Jannah. He decides. يُدْخِلُ مَن يَشَاءُ فِي رَحْمَتِهِ. So if we want to be included in His mercy, what is necessary then? Fix your relationship with your Lord. Fix it. Work on it. Build on it. Improve it. وَالظَّالِمِينَ. And the wrongdoers, those who do ظُلْم, أَعَدَّ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. Then He has prepared for them a painful punishment. Not just a punishment, but a painful one. Recitation.
إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ تَنْزِيلًا فَاصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ وَلَا تُطِعْ مِنْهُمْ آثِمًا أَوْ كَفُورًا وَاذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَاسْجُدْ لَهُ وَسَبِّحْهُ لَيْلًا طَوِيلًا إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ يُحِبُّونَ الْعَاجِلَةَ وَيَذَرُونَ وَرَاءَهُمْ يَوْمًا ثَقِيلًا نَحْنُ خَلَقْنَاهُمْ وَشَدَدْنَا أَسْرَهُمْ وَإِذَا شِئْنَا بَدَّلْنَا أَمْثَالَهُمْ تَبْدِيلًا إن هذه تذكرة فَمَن شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ سَبِيلًا وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا يُدْخِلُ مَن يَشَاءُ فِي رَحْمَتِهِ والظالمين أعد لهم عذابا أليما.
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.